Holos Rusiniv Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dámy a pánové. Vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusiniv Amerika. Prichodíme k vám každú nedeľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5. hodine u Pittsburghu, tota nedeľa a nasledujúci dve nedeľe, a jak vždy u Priašovi o 9:30 hodine. Ja jem Dean Polovka, a dneska je nedeľa 10. marca 2024. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinio America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday over the internet waves of Russin FM at 4:30 p.m. Eastern this Sunday, the 10th, and then the next two Sundays, the 17th and the 24th of March, and as always at 9:30 p.m. Central European Time. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, March 10th, 2024. For those of us on the new calendar, we are in the fourth Sunday of the Great Fast, and we start today's broadcast with Lenten selections. First, we have Stradalnaya Mati, the Sorrowing Mother, followed by The Good Thief, Razbojnika, Blaho Razumnaho.
Бо тебе вже трав.
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russin Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on Russin FM. This year, we will again be broadcasting two special Easter programs, the first on Sunday, March 31st, and the second one on Sunday, May 5th. If you would like to sponsor one of these broadcasts or would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or email me, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com. Or you can also contribute by going to our parent page, the Carpatha Russin Society, c-rs.org. Click on Donate, fill out the contact data, and be sure to check CRS Russin Radio Fund. c-rs.org and click Donate.
Oh, nie mamy plakać. jaké je to žitečko.
For those of us on the new calendar, Easter is only 3 weeks away. I am going to tell you how to put together your traditional Easter basket. This information comes from the GCU Messenger, originally printed on April 5th, 1979. The first thing you need is Pascha, the Easter bread, a sweet yeast bread rich in eggs and butter. It is symbolic of Christ Himself, who is our true bread. It is usually a round loaf baked with a golden crust decorated with a symbol indicative of Christ. Sometimes a cross of dough is placed on top, encircled by a plate giving it a crowned effect, or the Greek abbreviations for the name of Christ. Sometimes the letters XB, BB, indicative of the Slavonic Christos Voskrese, Voistinu Voskrese, or Christ is risen, indeed He is risen, is placed on top. Next you need ham, shunka, the flesh meat popular with Slavs as the main dish of its richness and symbolic of the great joy and abundance of Easter. Some may prefer lamb or veal. This is usually well roasted or cooked, as well as other meats prepared in advance, so that the festivity of the day will not be burdened with preparation and all may enjoy the feast. Sausage, kolbasa, a spicy, garlicky sausage of pork products indicative of God's favor and generosity. The eggs, pisanka, hard-boiled eggs, brightly decorated or not decorated with symbols and markings made with beeswax, indicative of new life and resurrection. The horseradish, chrin, horseradish mixed with grated red beets, symbolic of the passion of Christ still in our minds, but sweetened with some sugar because of the resurrection. A bitter sweet red-colored mixture reminds us of the suffering of Christ. Cheese, hrutka, a custard-type cheese shaped into a ball, having a rather bland but sweet taste indicative of the moderation that Christians should have in all things. Also, cream cheese is placed in a small dish, and both are decorated with symbols made of cloves or pepper balls. And I've also seen chrin with raisins whenever I was in Slovakia, and the horseradish or the chrin without the beets. And boy, is that's a hot item. Butter, maslo. This favorite dairy product is shaped into a figure of a lamb or small cross and decorated as the cheese. This reminds us of the goodness of Christ that we should have toward all things. Bacon, slanina, a piece of uncooked bacon cured with spices. This is symbolic of the overabundance of God's mercy to us. Sol, salt, a condiment necessary for flavor, reminding the Christian of his duty to others. These articles are placed in a wicker basket, and a ribbon or bow is tied to the handle. A decorated candle is placed in the basket and is lit at the time of blessing. A linen cover, usually embroidered with a picture of the risen Christ or symbol with the words Christos Voskrese, is placed over the foods when brought to the church. In some places, a large Easter bread, or the Pascha, is made and brought separately in a large linen cloth. If the origin of the people was from a wine-growing region, that would be down in Lower Zemplin County, a sweet wine may be brought. So this is your tutorial, a little bit, on how to put together your traditional Easter basket.
Thank you. brothers in mind. They had a plan to stay strong in time.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close together and to have social activities together. There's so many more opportunities for kids that they're trying to bring us all in as families with the bowling, with the basketball.
I joined the GCU because of my wife. 51 years old, I'm a structural engineer. I work for a company that designs and builds broadcast towers. Been married for 28 years, have two children, daughter 21, a son 17. I participate in the National Golf Tournament, the National Bowling Tournament, in some district events. The Figured organization, very family oriented.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, give them a call toll free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging onto their webpage, gcuusa.com, gcuusa.com, or call them 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. Next Sunday, the 17th of March, St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church, 201 East Main Street in Uniontown, Pennsylvania, will hold their 17th annual Egg Extravaganza from 12 noon until 4 p.m. Egg artists will display, demonstrate, and sell their pesanka. Easter items such as embroidered basket covers, lamb butter molds, and decorated candles, along with the parish cookbook and crafts, will be available for purchase. There will be children's Easter-themed activities, explanation of traditional Easter foods for basket blessing. So if you want more explanation on what I told you about a couple minutes ago, then go to St. John's. They will have a Lenten lunch menu, baked goods, including their long rolls, and much more. There will be a workshop on making pisanka, raffles, and basket raffles, and much more. Admission is free, and St. John's is handicapped accessible. So that is the 17th Egg Extravaganza, next Sunday, the 17th of March, from noon until 4 p.m. at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church's Social Hall, 201 East Main Street in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. For more information, please contact area code 724-438-1382. 724-438-1382. The Anna Donson Memorial Scholarship will be offered once again in 2024 to an outstanding student. This $1,000 gift amount is given by Dr. Paula Donson. The aim of the scholarship is to assist students who themselves are members of the Carpatho-Russian Society or who would advance the Carpatho-Russian culture, language, or tenets of the Carpatho-Russian Society. The purpose of this $1,000 scholarship is to recognize and provide financial assistance to an outstanding student enrolled in a higher education program, a 2 or 4 year duration, or graduate program, or any accredited institution that offers certified academic, professional, technical, or vocational training. The scholarship wishes to encourage and highlight the excellent contributions that our Carpatho-Russian people are making to their communities and beyond. The scholarship also intends to accelerate the advancement of our young Carpatho-Russian population, expanding the development of our Carpatho-Russian citizens within their community and state through higher education, advanced learning, and professional academic or vocational work. If you or someone you know is a student and would like to apply for the Anna Donson Memorial Scholarship, deadlines for application submission is May 3, 2024. Again, that gift amount is $1,000, and it is the Anna Donson Memorial Scholarship. For more information on the Anna Donson Memorial Scholarship, visit our parent site, the Carpatho-Russian Society, c-rs.org. Hover over Get Involved, and click Anna Donson Memorial Scholarship. C-RS.org. Get involved. Anna Donson Memorial Scholarship. Or you can contact Sharon Jarrow at this email address. sjarrow@c-rs.org. sjarrow@c-rs.org. Thank you for joining me today on Holosa Rusinio America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time for another broadcast. If you would like to listen to our archives any time of the day or night, please visit our media page, c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatha Russian Society, c-rs.org, where you can order from our online catalog. Just go to the page and click on store, and you'll see all the items that we have. So that is the Carpatha Russian Society, c-rs.org. And listen to Russian FM any time of the day or night. Just go to your computer and go to a browser and type in russin.fm. Russin.fm. Or on your mobile device or your iPad, go to your app store and download the brand new app, Russin FM. Russin FM. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajtesia krasny tyżden. Z Bohom.
Rusinil Amerika.